This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
With the 233rd pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears pick Kyle Manunga. He's running back for the Rutgers.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. And we are delighted to welcome in Greg Schiano to the show. He is the Rutgers head football coach, former years and years ago Bears assistant. And he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Greg, good morning. How are you, sir?
Doing well. Good morning, fellas.
Well, it was a long time ago that you were with the Bears, but I was actually covering the team at that point, so I remember it well. And you know, whenever there is that Chicago connection, you see one of your guys coming into the league and you think, this is a guy that knows how it's done. This is a coach that's been at the highest level in the NFL game, in the college game. And, you know, this is a Big Ten player coming to Chicago at a position of need. What can you tell us about your guy?
Well, I'll tell you what, first and foremost, he's a great human being. I mean, just a special person. And then you can go on from there. And what a real fine running back he is. He really was our main ball carrier for the last 2 years. Special runner, I think, really patient. And then when he makes a decision, he's very, very violent. And the best thing is his ball security. I've never seen a player like this. He had over 600 carries in his career. I think it's 633 to be exact, and he had zero fumbles. So that's rare.
That's remarkable, really, and I think that's his biggest strength. As it appears, he also has a tremendous ability to make the first tackler miss, as the numbers show. I do wonder, Greg, when you look at, you know what it takes to succeed at the National Football League, how did he and will he address or deal with his speed? Does he have breakaway speed, and is that something that will limit him, or does that explain why a runner that productive would fall to the seventh round?
Well, I think Kyle's speed is plenty enough to be a very productive back in the NFL. Is he a burner? No. But I can tell you that the way he runs, he's going to rip off some big runs, and that's great, but he's going to make those runs that, you know, could have been a 2-yard loss. He's going to turn them into a 3-yard gain, and it may be the best 5-yard turnaround that you've ever seen, because he can literally stick a foot in the ground and violently make people miss. And that, to me, as a head coach, was the most important thing. He's a consistent player. And then, you know, you throw in the one thing that, you know, I think gets overlooked. He's very, very good in pass protection. You know, he can catch, he can do all those things, but he can block. And that's something that most college running backs struggle with.
You know, when you talk about the number of carries that he's had, what's really impressive is that that's against, is in a conference as good as any in the nation, right? We talk about how good the Big Ten is and the depth of the conference. He's producing those numbers against the best players in the country.
Well, there's no doubt about it. And you talk about a guy who's very durable. I mean, this guy would you know, rush the ball 32 times 1 week, turn around and rush it 29 the next. So, like, this is a guy that can take the hits and really because he really never takes one directly on. He's very elusive. And the thing that I loved about him is that he'll take the fight to the defender. And that's one thing that after a while, defenders really don't enjoy about him. So, and I know he'll do the same thing at that level. I'm highly confident.
How often would you face defenses that loaded the box against your running game to stop him? And how did he handle such situations?
Well, earlier in his career, probably more so than later in his career, as our quarterback, Ethan Kaliakmanis, became better and we threw the ball better and protected better, we got a little more balanced boxes. But early on, he saw a bunch. And like I said earlier, the thing that he can do is he can make you miss. He's got, you know, violent change of direction. And if he doesn't, he's definitely a physical guy that'll run through you. And like you said, he did it in the Big Ten. So these are some guys that are going to be playing in that league as well. So I'm confident that he'll do the same for Chicago, and excited for him. I told him when he got selected by Chicago, what a great organization, what a great city. Really excited for him.
Yeah, and, you know, we've heard a lot of people compare him to Isaiah Pacheco just because he's a Rutgers back that was drafted late to a team that had a need. And, you know, he stepped in and did great for them. The Bears are kind of transitioning now in their offense. They want to do more play action. That's what Ben Johnson has done well in his time in Detroit, and obviously he's the new head coach. So you need a guy that can kind of run between the tackles. They've got DeAndre Swift here, and he can handle some of the outside stuff, but in terms of between the tackles, they need someone that can, you know, a kind of a guy that can handle contact and still be able to pick up yards.
Well, he can certainly do that, and I think that one of the things is, you know, he made some spectacular runs, like I said earlier, that got us out of trouble. You know, that were maybe ended up being a 5-yard run or a 4-yard run that really should have been a lost yardage play. And as a coach and as a play caller, those guys are invaluable because they get you out of harm's way. Where if you didn't have them, you'd be behind the sticks and putting that whole rack of downs in jeopardy.
I think it says a lot about the way the NFL now values the running back position, or maybe doesn't, that a guy this productive could fall as far as he did in the draft. I just wonder, as somebody who is a football lifer with experience in the NFL and now at the college level in the Big Ten, Greg, how you view what's going on with the running back position in the league?
Well, I think this year, you know, I agree with what you're alluding to, but I think this year especially, it was this especially deep running back class. Mm. So I think, you know, for a back to fall down that low is not unusual in the first place, and in this class it certainly isn't. But, you know, you mentioned Isaiah Pacheco. I think Kyle is a very similar type steal at this pick for Chicago. I do. I think he's going to come in, and he's a professional in everything he does, the way he cares for his body, the way he approaches studying. A very, very smart guy. Like, you're dealing with a guy with rare intelligence. So I think Chicago's going to be thrilled with their pick. And as I told Kyle, just go out and be who you are, and you're going to have a successful career.
When it came time for you to recruit him, he's not the biggest guy in the world. How did you settle on that? I mean, everybody wants somebody that is a certain, you know, in the NFL, probably over 5'10", probably 220, that kind of thing. What was it that you overlooked to take an undersized guy?
Well, all honesty, it was his high school coach that talked me in. It was my first year back at Rutgers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the reality is, who knows if we were recruiting him, if we would recruit him today. His high school coach sold me on him. Because he is a little bit undersized, and at the time there was another running back in the backfield with him who was a national recruit. You know, at Don Bosco Prep High School is a power out here in the East Coast. And but I'm thankful and grateful that his coach really stood on the table for him, and I'm glad I listened to him, because he's been a tremendous player for us, and I think that he'll be a tremendous player in the National Football League.
Well, we got you, Greg. Obviously, the Bears drafted somebody else from the Big Ten in the first round in Colston Loveland, and I know that you had the displeasure of having to defend him and prepare defenses for him the last couple of years. What did you think of that pick, and how would you describe just how difficult of a matchup problem he can be for a defensive coordinator?
Yeah, I think you hit it right on the head. He is a fabulous player. I think he's a guy that can do everything that you want a tight end to do in this age of football. And, you know, I don't know Ben very well, but I do know what a great offensive mind he is. And to have a weapon like that, I think he's going to utilize him just the way that that he should be. And I think you know, again, I'm just a college coach here trying to muddle along, but I do follow the draft, and I was really happy. I follow the Bears since I left years ago. I always follow the Bears a little bit closer than other teams, and I'm happy for them because I think it looks like they had a great draft.
And the Bears were your first stop in the NFL, so I'm sure that meant something, you know, getting out of the college game and coming into the NFL for the first time.
I sure did. I mean, I'm forever indebted to Coach Wanstead. He's done a lot for me and my family, and that was a great experience for us. At a young age, I got to learn about the National Football League, and boy, has that served me well over the years.
Greg, can you believe that Dave Wanstead is a media star in Chicago now after all these years?
And I love it. And I love it. And you covered the team. I see, you know, that is definitely full circle.
That's very kind.
That's so funny. Greg, thank you. Great catching up with you. We appreciate the inside look at your guy.
Thanks, Greg.
You got it, fellas.
That is Greg Schiano, the Rutgers head coach.
Good stuff.